This July 4th at Lowe's, get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, save $80 on a select Charbroil Performance Series gas grill. Now $299. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You are listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I am your producer, Jack Merkel, and I'm glad to be here. If you have a story or an encounter you'd like to share on the show, go ahead and shoot us an email. Our email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit the contact section, and you can reach us that way as well. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. If you'd like more shows on a weekly basis, we've got you covered. Just go to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member. You'll have access to all the exclusive members episodes, past, present, and future, as well as overtime episodes and any other bonus content that we put out on the website and on the app, which the app is very awesome. It is a social networking app as well as a podcast player. So you have access to all of that extra content at theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit that join button, become a member today. If you want Merk merch, some extra street apparel for the Confessionals Podcast, go ahead and check out merkmerch.com. We have hats, hoodies, and shirts over there. And if you want some extra content outside of the Confessionals Podcast, go ahead and check out merkelfilms.com. You can find a whole bunch of documentaries over there, and we're going to be putting out a whole bunch more this year as well. All right, now that the business is out of the way, today, we're going to dive into a deep conversation that exposes a hidden darkness most people don't even realize exists. That is human trafficking and child exploitation, and the unsettling fact that it is likely far closer than you think it is. We've had a lot of people come across our desk recently in the past year who have been in the fight, in the front lines against human trafficking and child exploitation. And today we speak with Joey, who is a filmmaker, humanitarian, and the founder of Stop the Traffic Foundation, who's been uncovering disturbing truths about what's really happening in cities like Las Vegas. From underground networks and systemic corruption to the spiritual battle behind it all, this conversation pulls back the curtain on a world many refuse to believe is real and challenges us to ask what we're willing to do about it. So, without further ado, let's get to Joey right now.
All right, today we have Joseph on the show. Joseph, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Tony. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad we're finally getting this done. I don't even remember what happened last week. I just know that I was like, guys, it ain't working. It ain't working today. and so I was glad we were able to reschedule. And you're a filmmaker. You're running for a local office. I want you to tell us about a little bit about who you are before we get into the nuts and bolts of this conversation.
Nice. Well, I'm Joseph Joey Sharafi, local Las Vegas filmmaker, a father, Christian, humanitarian. I'm the president of Stop the Traffic Foundation. We're geared towards ending child exploitation and prostitution in Las Vegas. We've got some of the highest rates in the country behind Houston, Texas. We've got a huge problem and we need to do something about it. Sound of Freedom really opened my eyes when I watched that movie. And I'm like, what can I do to help? I'm a filmmaker. What exactly can I do? So writing that script and shooting Vegas Traffic, my feature film, and producing some documentaries really put me down a long road of finding out why is Vegas a hotspot for child prostitution, exploitation, and human trafficking in general. And what can we do to help stop this pandemic? And who's purchasing, who's buying, and what can we do to detract this? So I'm here to speak about the evils that the enemy. I'm a Christian, so I don't pretend to not understand that there is stuff outside of the realm of our sight, and there are demons and there are dark vibrational energies that want to feed off of energy, and they use the blood and they use our children as currency in that world. And so it just blew my mind, like understanding that this was real and how news and media and geopolitics and Hollywood all combined together. Cause I wanted to be a feature film director. You know, I wanted to work with the top at the top, and God gave me a revelation. He was like, yeah, those people you want to work with, a lot of them are actually sold out to the enemy. So Here I am trying to do what God wants me to do. And it's not the most easiest thing, but I'm willing to step out and I'm willing to speak up about what we've found in our research.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely you are probably on a small list of people who are considered filmmakers in industry who are willing to step out and talk about this stuff. Because it is so rampant in that industry. I remember I had a guy on the show years ago. It's a pretty legendary episode. He was from Netflix. I lost you on video. There you go. You're back now. But he was working with, I think he still works for Netflix, but he was in Atlanta, moved to LA, Hollywood. And he had this wild experience in the desert of Joshua Tree. I mean, a crazy experience. And it had nothing to do with this topic, but when I started talking to him after we were done recording, and I started just sharing with him the truth about the industry he's working in and the city that he's in and all that stuff, he had never heard of any of this stuff. And I don't want to say it scared him, but it, in a sense, scared him so bad that within like a couple months, he moved back to Atlanta. He was like, I don't want to be there. And I was like, wise choice, my friend. but it's really good to hear and see that people like yourself are involved in these things. Now, are you originally from Vegas? So I know that you have Vegas Traffic, which is a novel and a film. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes. So originally from Denver, but I moved there when I was like five. So I've lived there for 31 years. Yeah.
So you're essentially a Vegas native. And so you lived there for such a long time, and it wasn't until basically the Sound of Freedom that your eyes were I guess the the scales were taken off your eyes and you saw the literal truth of the city you were living in.
Yeah, I think Vegas, it's weird because there's like a marketing issue, like an optics issue with Vegas. It's like Sin City, you know, what happens here stays here. That was our marketing ploy for a long time. It's changed, but that is an issue, is where people think that they can come and they can do whatever they want. And I think we always knew, like when we were young, we were partying when we were like 16, you know, we were kind of burnt out by the time we were 18. So like by the time we were 21, we're like veterans and we're not even trying to, you know, get high or get drunk anymore. Because we did that all when we were super young, because Vegas, you have all these options so quick. And like, then you have strip clubs and you have all these guys that are trying to like coerce these young girls into becoming, you know, an entrepreneur, quote unquote, and it ends up leading them down to the road of prostitution. And so I think in Vegas, we kind of always knew that, you know, that could be a possibility. No idea that it was on the level of especially satanic ritual abuse. Like, no, that blew my mind that there was actually a police code for that, because they actually end up finding these kids. And they're also survivors of it, too. When we're starting to speak with survivors about it, and we're starting to hear some of the crazy stuff that they do, like disgusting, deprived stuff, like dressed as Jesus, you know, abusing a kid because they believe, you know, in Jesus being their savior. I know you spoke about this with a couple of different guests before, but satanic ritual abuse is such a different monster, because quote unquote, regular abuse, there's steps to be able to kind of help somebody get through it. With satanic ritual abuse, it's like, it takes a long time for these people to get help and to get rehabbed. There's not a lot of places out there that are actually giving support for people like this. So it's unfortunate, because a lot of these people, they end up getting drafted into prostitution or human trafficking, and then they get saved for a little bit. And then because they're programmed so intensely with the grooming and the family and the love aspect that the trafficker induces on them, they go back to it because that's what they remember. So there's a huge disconnect between saving these kids in critical situations and then staying with them, keeping them accountable and helping them make good life decisions and learning how to be a productive member of society. Wow. So it's kind of a weird, vicious cycle that we need help in government. And that's why I'm running.
Wow, that's wild. So essentially, they get saved out of this horrific situation, but some of them, because it's all they know, find themselves back in it.
Yeah, it's the only thing that they find that is close to, that brings them some sort of comfort.
Wow.
You know, that's so messed up.
That's how deep their involvement is, that's the most comforting or familiar thing that they're used to. That is wild.
Isn't that crazy?
When it comes to this idea of them dressing up as Jesus while they abuse him and things like that, that's obviously has many reasons and purposes behind it. But if you think about it on the spiritual level, because I mean, I that's kind of like my wheelhouse. So when you're talking about spiritual warfare, like what is spiritual warfare? Literally at the foundational level of it, a spiritual warfare is warfare between good and evil, between God, Jesus, the Lord, and the enemy of darkness, the kingdom of evil. And I refrain to say Satan or devil because I don't want to categorize it as a singular thing. It is complex. Mm-hmm. But these two warring factions, the goal at the end of the day of the enemy, this dark evil kingdom, is to drive a wedge between man and God. And they don't care if you're worshiping them, if you're worshiping a tree, if you're worshiping, you know, the stars, it doesn't matter, as long as you're not worshiping Christ. Because if you're not following Christ, if you're not with Christ, they win on you as the case subject. Mm-hmm. And so when they're dressing up like Jesus of doing the abuse, it's not a matter of just saving the person and saying Jesus loves you, because Jesus is the one who was abusing them in their mind. And so in order for them to come to a true authentic relationship in Christ, that's got to take years of therapy, counseling. And the ultimate goal is to push that wedge between man and God. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned earlier about Vegas and the frequency of this being, I guess, right up there behind Houston. Mm-hmm. What is it about, I mean, I have ideas, but mm-hmm. when you compare it to from Houston to Vegas, in my mind, as somebody who's never been to Vegas and I've been to Houston once, like, to me, it seems like those are two very different cities. Why is it that they're so close in this subject matter?
Well, it's a transient city. Right. We've got a lot of conventions here. We've got a lot. Now we've got the big sporting events. Big sporting events are some of the things that bring in the most human trafficking on the planet. So like FIFA World Cup, Super Bowl, the Olympics, which the Olympics is going to be in LA here soon. So that's going to be bringing a huge amount of human trafficking. Why? Because rich, connected people, they want depraved acts in their life. And that's the way that they're able to get it. So when they're able to come to Vegas, they're able to put their money where they want. They can find handlers. So, I mean, even in the casinos, like, I don't want to mention any casinos because I've worked for pretty top casinos in Vegas. The butlers, they can get you whatever you want. Even Sacha Baron Cohen did a documentary about where he was trying to get a young boy. First, he was trying to get rid of a body of a young boy. And they were like, well, we can't necessarily do that, but we can get a hold of a lawyer for you. And then he was like, well, I want a date tonight. And I want like a 12-year-old boy, like a little bit older than bar mitzvah, but younger than whatever. And the guy was going to hook him up with a position. These are these butlers and liaisons inside of big casinos. And like, they know who to get a hold of for the right amount of price. So if you come here and you put your money where your mouth is, you can get pretty much whatever you want. And that's the disgusting part. We have an interstate highway, obviously, and which a big part of what I'm trying to do in office, we're trying to get a Amber Alert system where we can actually do X-ray trucks so we can cause choke points on the highway so that when we have an Amber Alert, we can pretty much shut down the highways each way, have 150 cars go through this X-ray truck and in an hour, and we're able to find hidden compartments and stuff. And trust me, human trafficking folks, they're not going to like that. Contraband, firearms, all that stuff. So that's pretty dangerous stuff, but we're really just trying to get it in there so that we can help find these kids for Amber Alerts. But it's the degradation of Vegas. It's Sin City. It's what people think that they can do whatever they want, so they come out here. But there is deep ties to the Mormon church out here that has been doing abuse and trafficking, which I know a lot of people aren't going to like that, but that's kind of how it rolls. There's a lot of brothels out here, like Asian brothels, where what they'll do is they'll go over to Asia, right? And they usually have a handler or something over there, and they'll make a deal with these young ladies. And they'll say like, hey, if you come here and you clean or you do, you know, some sort of work or assistant work, you know, you can earn your residency or whatnot. So they have them come out here and they have them start doing massages, and then eventually have them start working into like the happy endings and the extra stuff. And then before you know it, they're like living in this, you know, little massage parlor for like pretty much their whole life and servicing guys that go in there. And I mean, this is a pretty normal thing US wide, but especially in Vegas, they're like everywhere. So that's part of it. And also, we don't have an amazing education system. Think about this. We're 48th in the United States in general education, and we're number two in human trafficking and child prostitution. What is going on there? There's some like deep levels of some deep integrated issues. And to be honest, man, it goes to the top of the top, right? There is an underground tunnel system in Vegas specifically. Like, people talk about the homeless shelter or the homeless people living in the tunnels. Yeah, that's part of it. There is a whole other system, especially underneath downtown. Underneath, and I hope I don't get in trouble, like killed for talking about this, but there's like some like deep information about the underground system that's underneath downtown Las Vegas.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but like in a fun way. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' stores are going off, and somehow everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep Duracell stocked. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance you can trust. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in stores at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to Dom.
Minos.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.